我们今天很高兴我们有特别的讲员、Today we are very honored to have a special speaker among us、他的名字呢就是邱世宏、医生、His name is Dr. Christopher Chu。 他几年前呢我们还在下面这几个运动场聚会的时候呢他曾经来跟我们分享的、He came and shared with us when we still meeting in the gym。他是一方面是一个医生呢，也是在中国里面做宣教士一家人。So he's a doctor and also a missionary. As a family, he served in China. 所以呢，我们现在就把时间交给他们啊。I'll turn the time to him.
Okay, I think that works. Yeah, thanks Mike and Audrey for inviting us over. It's really good to see you and the rest of brothers and sisters today.
谢谢朱牧师师母邀请我们来，我们很高兴今天可以在这里见到你们。
Yeah, so this is my wife Michelle.
我是她的妻子。
And we both are very glad to be here again after many years.
我们很高兴在经过多年离别之后，今天可以跟你们在一起。
So in the past, when we came, we could only speak in a small group to believers because the place where we served was a bit, the security issues were very high.
在过去的时候，我们来跟你们分享，不能够太公开，只能在一些小组范围里面，因为我们服侍的工厂是特别敏感的地方。
So today I want to give you a little update about what's happened with us, but also review a little bit about what we did for the last 14 and a half years.
今天我想借这个机会跟大家谈一谈，分享一点我们最近的一些情况，也跟大家分享我们在过去14年半当中所做的神让我们允许我们做的事。
So we came back to the United States last year.
我们是去年回到美国。
And today when I come before you and tell you that we're missionaries, it feels very funny.
今天我们可以站在这里公开说我们是宣教士，我们觉得有点奇怪。
Yeah, the one thing that happened last year is that our identity as missionaries came out, so we no longer have to be secret about it.
因为去年我们被发现我们是宣教士，所以我们觉得不需要再不公开说了。
Yeah, so we can tell that story some other time, but
有机会再跟大家分享那个事情。
Well, one of the main reasons we came back last year is to help our oldest son come and start to college.
我们去年计划回来就是陪伴我们的老大进大学。
So Tobin is now in his second year of at the University of Minnesota.
我们的老大今年在明大读二年级。
But our second son Jaden still has one more year left in high school.
我们的小儿子今年在高中最后一年。
And so we expect to be in the States for at least another year before we maybe go back overseas.
所以我们可能还会在美国再待一年，只等到把小儿子送进大学，我们再走。
So in the meantime, we are serving in the United States, trying to network with churches in the United States.
那我们今年在这里的服事呢，主要是联络配搭各教会做宣教的工作。
One of the burdens that God gave us on the mission field is to try to mobilize Chinese Christians for cross-cultural ministry.
我们在宣教合场工作的时候也神给我们一个意向，就是能够帮助华人教会来推动做跨文化宣教。
So it's our privilege to be able to share with you today.
所以今天我们很荣幸可以在这里跟你们分享。
So just to let you know, this is our picture of our children, and the oldest one is the one that doesn't have a mustache.
这是我们家的照片，那个哥哥是没有胡须的。经常有人认为那个有胡须的是老大，其实他是。
Okay, so I want to remind us all, just like Pastor Mike shared with the children, the book is, Bible is a book of stories.
我想就像刚才郑牧师跟大家分享的一样的，这个圣经里面记载着很多故事。
It's also a book of many journeys.
也是记载很多旅程。
And each of us are on a journey in our life.
那我们在这个地上就是一个，每一个人都是在一个旅途上。
And so the Bible actually helps us to understand the journey that all of us are on.
圣经呢可以帮助我们在这个地上如何走这一段行程。
It also helps us understand how our journeys get us closer to God.
也是帮助我们怎么样在这个路上，在这个地上行程过程怎么更好的亲近神。
So today I'm going to give you an example through our own story on the mission field.
所以今天我想通过我们在宣教和场上的一些经历故事来跟大家分享。
Through the story of what God did in our lives, I hope to show you what that process is like if we look it through the Bible's eyes.
我想通过我们在这个工厂上的经历来跟大家交谈神怎么样在带领我们在这个过程中怎么样改变我们。
I also hope that we can use this example to connect our stories to yours.
我也希望通过我的分享可以让我们的故事跟你们的故事可以连接起来。
And this way help us all know how we can experience God's rest and God's peace.
这样通过我们的分享，我们一起来经历寻求怎么寻找进入神的安息。
I'm going to start with my own story.
我想先从我的个人的故事开始。
So, I grew up as a second generation Chinese American.
我是在美国出生长大的。
And so my growing up in the Chinese American family, my parents loved me very much in a Chinese way.
所以我的父母呢，从小就是用这个中国人的方式来爱我。
To make a long story short, my childhood was not a very peaceful one.
但是长话短说，我成长的过程并不是一个非常安宁静的过程。
On top of that, as I grew up, I had one foot in Chinese culture and another foot in American culture.
还有呢，就是我在长大的过程呢，我一只脚踩在中国文化，另一只脚踩在美国文化。
And my heart was somewhere in between that.
那我的心就夹在两者之间。
Actually, even to this day, I still do not feel completely at home anywhere in the world.
其实一直到今天为止，我都还没有觉得世上有一个地方是真正我属于我的一个家，一个家乡的感觉。
Now, I used to think that that was a bad thing.
我以前认为这个是很不好的，
没有
归属感。
But now I understand that's a kind of a blessing from God.
但现在我清楚，这其实是神给我的一个祝福。
Now, I became a Christian as a freshman in college.
我在大学一年级信的主。
But my family is, they're not believers.
我的父母都还不信主。
Okay, there's a longer story of how I became a Christian, but the short of it is that after I believed, I made it my ambition to be a missionary.
这个我信主的故事比较长，我但是长话短说，可以说我一信主的时候，我就有这个雄心想要去做宣教士。
That's because when I read the Bible, I thought the Bible is very clear that the Bible, God wants us to go to the whole world and tell about Him.
那是因为我一信主开始看圣经，就觉得很清楚，神的话要我们去向全世界宣讲耶稣。
Now I made that decision in 1983.
这个是我信主的时候是1983年。
But Michelle, my wife and I were not called to the mission field until 2003.
但是我们一直到2003年才被神呼召去到工厂。
Now, what can we say about that 20-year gap?
那这二十年到底发生了什么？
Well, actually, when I look back on that to try to interpret that 20 years, the Bible has helped me.
当我回顾这二十年的这个间隔，圣经帮我看清楚一些事情。
You can start with the book of Exodus.
我们可以从使徒行传开始看。
Now, any of you who've taught Sunday school or been in Sunday school, you know that the story of the Jews leaving Egypt is supposed to be all a story for all of us.
如果你们教过主日学的或者上过主日学的，你们都应该可以理解这个以色列人出埃及这个故事，其实是都是跟我们都有关的。
So when God saved the Egyptians out of slave, sorry, they saved the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. That represents our rescue from slavery to sin.
当神把以色列人从埃及救出来的时候，其实这就是预表着我们基督徒，神把我们从罪的当中拯救出来。
And when God took the Israelites through the Red Sea, that in some ways is directly parallels baptism.
当神把以色列人带过红海的时候，这个故事也是预表着我们基督徒的浸礼。
Yeah, the Bible says that going through the water represents going from death to new life.
圣经告诉我们，这个经过水的这个洗礼是预表着我们从死里复活。
But that is not the end of the story.
但是那并不是故事的结尾。
The story of the Exodus goes on to say that God had this plan for the Israelites.
但是我们知道在出埃及记里看到神把他们带出埃及过红海以后，他还有一个更美的计划。
He not only wanted to take them out of Egypt, but he wanted to bring them to a better place.
他不只是要把他们带出埃及，他要带他们进入应许之地。
Somewhere called the Promised Land.
就是叫做应许之地。
Otherwise known as Canaan.
也是迦南地。
So in the book of Numbers, we see how God brought them to the edge of Canaan.
在民数记里面，我们看到神怎么样把以色列人带到这个迦南地的边缘。
And then he told them to go in.
然后他告诉他们进去。
But you can see here how the Jews are very much like Chinese people.
你可以从这个故事中看到以色列人其实很像中国人。
Because before they went in, they sent spies to test out the land.
他们先派十二个人进去。
It's sort of like in China when you're buying fruit from the fruit seller, you get a taste first before you buy.
是我们在中国买水果的时候总是买之前要先尝一口。
And so sure enough, the spies came back and they said, yes, this is a very good land.
果然那些探子回来之后说是的，这是一个很好的一块地。
But then most of the spies said, oh wait, there are giants.
但是大部分的探子也说，不过里面有住着巨人。
And so the Jews' response was very natural. They became so afraid.
所以当时的以色列人就很害怕。
But actually their fear was even more than usual because they even wanted to go back to Egypt. They were so afraid.Back to slavery.
他们的那种惧怕实在是让他们有些人宁愿回去埃及做奴仆。
But we remember out of those 12 spies, two of them said, don't be afraid, let's just go in.
但是我们记得在十二个人当中有两个说不要害怕，让我们进去。
Now when I look back on how God convicted me that he wanted me to be a missionary, it makes me thinkA little bit of how the Jews were asked to go into the Promised Land.
当我在反思这个我当时信主之后想要做宣教士这个事情的时候，我通过这个故事看到了我自己。
So how come I think this way?
为什么我这么想呢？
Firstly, at that time in 1983, I did believe that Jesus died for me.
我当时接受耶稣的时候，我的确相信耶稣为我的罪死了。
His death not only saved me from the slavery of sin, but also from the consequences of sin.
我也相信他的死不单是把我从罪的当中解救出来，也是为我付了这个罪一切惩罚的代价。
So in the same way, God took the Israelites out of slavery, out of Egypt, and saved them.
同样的，神也是把以色列人从埃及的奴役当中拯救出来。
Secondly, God also asked the Israelites just to follow him.
第二就是神要求以色列人要跟随他。
I believe that God speaks to us every day to help guide us.
我也相信今天神也是每天都在邀请我们得跟随他。
At that time, God was telling me to go to the mission field.
当时我觉得神是在跟我说要带领我进去出去宣教。
That is not the destination for everyone.
但是那个不是说每一个人的这个目标。
But I do believe that God has a destination for everybody.
但是我相信神为每一个人都有一个设置的一个计划，一个目标。
What is your destination? What is it that you aim for in your life?
你的目标是什么？你的生活里面的目的是什么？
And then what do you think God's destination is for you?
那你觉得神为你预备的目的是什么?
If you believe in Jesus Christ, are you willing to take the next steps and enter the promised land?
如果你是已经相信耶稣,接受耶稣了,你愿意不愿意再往前迈一步进入神为你预备的应许之地呢?
No matter the challenges or the cost.
不管困难有多大,代价有多大。
My sense after coming to the United States is that most Christians have this vague belief about Jesus Christ.
我觉得回到美国来以后就更看到有这个很多在美国的基督徒有这样子一个大概的就是相信耶稣。
Okay, this vague belief is that once you believe in Jesus Christ, after that there's a somewhat painless path that ends up in heaven.
这种信念就是认为相信耶稣以后大概一切都会很顺利了。
However, the Bible actually makes it very clear that belief is often followed by suffering.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们信耶稣以后不是一帆风顺，而是要面对苦难。
1 Peter 2:20 says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in His steps."
彼得前书二章二十节这样说：你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
Now, if this single verse doesn't seem to make it clear, I invite you to go on YouTube and watch this message by Francis Chan.
如果说觉得这个经节还是讲得不太清楚，那我邀请你们可以有时间看一看在 YouTube 上Francis Chan 这个牧师的一个一个讲道视频。
So he has this message, it's called, Is Suffering Optional?
这个是讲道的题目叫做受苦是一种选择吗?
So in that sermon, he spends most of his time just reading verse after verse in every book of the New Testament about suffering.
在他那个讲道过程当中，他的主要的信息就是念出每一本新约圣经里面每一本书里面有关基督徒要受难的受苦的一个信息。
He's talking about not just any suffering, but the suffering of believers.
他讲的就是基督徒要信受苦。
So in the same way, the Israelites get invited to this beautiful land, but they have to face giants.
同样的，以色列人呢被神要进入这块美好的地，不过呢，他们要先面对巨人。
The message of the Bible is though that we cannot look down on the Israelites for that.
其实我们也不应该小看他们。
We shouldn't look down on their fear. It's because we're human as well. But the Israelites had an advantage. Before they got to Canaan, God showed His power to them and faithfulness over and over again. Not only that, but He manifested His presence physically with them every step of the way out of Egypt. Remember, they had this cloud, a cloud over the tabernacle, and then this pillar of fire. So God was telling them, I can help you defeat the giant.
其实神早就在告诉他们，我可以战胜这些巨人，你们不需要。
So in our lives personally, this happened to us as well.
在我们的生活，我们的经历当中，我们也经历过这样的事情。
So when we felt like God was calling us to the mission field in 2003, God also gave us reassurance and preparation.
在神呼召我们去宣教的时候，2003年之前，其实神已经早预备我们，也给我们有他与我们同在的确据。
So this is a repeated story in the Bible about that kind of reassurance and preparation.
你看圣经就可以看到神一再在给我们说他与我们同在。
If you read the stories of Abraham and David and several other characters, you see how God helped them to grow.
你如果看到圣经里面记载的亚伯拉罕的故事、大卫的故事，还有其他圣经人物的故事，我们都看到神一直应许他与他们同在。
Yeah, just like Pastor Mike talked this morning about failure being the mother of success, you see that in Bible characters.
你正如今天钟牧师讲到的故事，失败是成功之母。我们也在圣经的这些人物里面看到这些这个。
So both Abraham and David, for example, often would do things before they asked God, and then they would fall have trouble.
我们看到亚伯拉罕和大卫曾经都是开始就是凭着自己做一些事情，结果就犯了一些错，有一些失败。
So a lot of these actions that Abraham and David did without God's permission ended up in dishonor and various other kinds of hurts.
那些他们做的没有经过神允许的事情，结果给他们带来的就是羞辱、失败。
But God did have mercy on them and saved them from most of those.
但是神还是怜悯他们，拯救他们。
But then you also, if you pay attention in the scripture, you notice that as they go older, they started always to ask God first before they did things.
但是如果你认真看，也看到他们随着他们的年龄的成长，他们的经历，他们慢慢的在学习，越来越多的是要求问神，依靠神。
So I had to learn that too as I grew up as a Christian.
我也是在我这个基督徒的这个成长过程当中。
And you can tell how bad I was because it took 20 years for me to learn that.
你可以看到我是多么不成熟，所以神要用了20年来预备我。
So after I met my wife and we got married, we spent years asking God, praying for God to show us where he wanted us to go.
所以当我们两个认识结婚之后，我们花了几年时间祷告寻求神。
So by the time we went to Xinjiang in China for the first time in 2003,God had already prepared us.
所以当我们在2003年第一次到中国新疆的时候，神已经预备好了我们的心。
Just like God spent all that time preparing the Israelites to enter Canaan, by the time we got to Xinjiang, we were ready to hear him when he said, "This is where I want you to go."
就像神在预备以色列人进入埃及地迦南地之前，神也预备了我们，一直到我们去新疆的。第一次的时候，我们已经预备好听他的话。
So let me just tell you a little short version of the story of how God called us to Xinjiang.
我用一个很简短的来介绍我们是怎么到新疆去。
So the first time we went, we did not actually have any expectation.
我们第一次去的时候，我们不知道神要做什么。
We knew it was a beautiful place, but we also knew it was very remote.
我们知道新疆是一个很美的地方，我们也知道是一个很偏远的地方。
But when we got there, we got to meet a number of missionaries, and we met several Uyghurs.
我们去的时候，我们见到了很多好几个宣教士，也跟一些维族朋友见面。
Now Uyghurs are a Turkic Muslim group, and they are the biggest minority ethnic group in Xinjiang.
维吾尔族是一个突厥族，也是在中国一个最大的一个穆斯林群体。
Now.Part of that journey involved about a 7 or 8 hour drive through the desert to a city called Hotan.
在那次旅程当中，我们在沙漠的边缘公路上走了七八个钟头。
Now that drive was so difficult that my wife, her main idea once we arrived was, how do we get out of here?
那个行程是非常困难的一个行程，所以当时我非常惧怕，说怎么出去呢？因为只有一条路,
yeah, we couldn't actually fly in because the airport was closed. We actually had to drive in. There's only one road in and out.
因为当时的机场是关闭的,我们就只能开车进去。
However, on the way out, the drive was completely different, and God used that to speak to my wife's heart.
但是呢,出来的时候就完全不一样,同一条路,神对我说话了。
So one thing about Xinjiang, this is us in 2003,
这是2003年我们去新疆时候的照片。
So, southern part of Xinjiang is dominated by this desert.
新疆的南部基本上就是一个很大的沙漠。
It's the second largest sand desert in the world.
是世界上第二大的沙漠。
And people live on the edge of the desert in these man-made oases.
人呢都是只能住在沙漠边缘的这些绿洲。
And I don't have a satellite picture here, but if you look at it, it's these little strips of green just along the edge of the desert.
对不起，我没有这个这个图像从空中照下来的这个地图，所以可以看到，如果有的话，你可以看到都是绿洲，就是一条一条的细长的一个地方。
So each desert is separated by kilometers of just sand and scrub.
每个绿洲之间间隔都是几公里。
As we drove out, the person driving us would explain, you know, this oasis we're going through has 200,000 people.
当我们从那个地方出来的时候，开车带我们的那个宣教士就告诉我们，指着一个绿洲说，这个绿洲有200,000人口。
And no, not a single believer.
一个基督徒都没有。
Then we go to the next oasis. He say this one has 180,000 people.
然后过了几个小时，我们又到了另外一个绿洲，又路过，他又说这里有180,000人口，一个基督徒也没有。
Yeah, not a single Christian.
一个基督徒都没有。
And then this happened over and over again. And of course, by this time, my wife is in tears.
所以我们这样一路经过了好多个绿洲，那个时候我就坐在后面哭了。
At the thought of these millions of people in such remote places with no access to the gospel.
我当时想到这么多人住在这么偏远的地方。
And so she remembered Romans 10:14-15. It says, How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? How are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news.
当时罗马书10章这段经文对我说话。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣的，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美！
So by the time we both got in the plane to leave Xinjiang, both of us felt strongly that God was asking us to return there.
所以在我们那次离开新疆之前，我们两个人心里面都有很清楚的感动，神要带领我们回去那里。
So it took us about a year to prepare, and during that time, God did miracle after miracle to reassure us that this is where He wanted us to go.
神大概花了一年的时间预备我们从第一次去新疆的一年之后，我们去到了搬到了新疆。这期间，神用了各种各样的神迹奇事来印证他对我们的呼召。
Okay, I don't have time to go over all these miracles, but I will say that we still, even though we felt called by God there, we still had concerns.
我在这里没有时间，不可能一件一件跟大家叙述。但是我应该说，当时我们是有顾虑的。
And even the, but God answered each and every one of those concerns.
但是神一一把我们的顾虑都解除了。
We believe that God doesn't ask His children to go places without first telling them that He will be with them.
我们相信神不会告诉他的孩子去到一个地方而不应许他们同行。
Now, because I'm kind of a big picture person, I want to also step back and share how this also fits in the context of my life.
因为我是一个大图像的一个人，所以我必须在这里也插一段话，说我是一个什么样的一种情形。
I don't know if any of you have the same experience, but in my life, I feel like God has taken me every step of the way to places I never wanted to be in or expected to be in.
我不知道你是怎么样，我呢，在我的生命当中，神经常是把我带到一些我从来没想过要去的地方。
This started when God took me to Rhode Island for college. Rhode Island is like this tiny little state.
就是在我上大学的时候，我从来没想到我要去罗德岛，但是神把我带到这么一个小小的地方去读书。
He took me to California to train as a family doctor.
然后医学院毕业以后，又把我带到加州去做这个家庭医生的实习。
Now you have to know that when I was in college, I swore I would never move to California.
因为我在大学的时候，我一直都发誓我不会到加州去的。
That's because everyone wanted to move to California. I didn't want to be like everyone else.
因为那个时候每个人都要去加州，那我不愿意像别人一样要到加州去。
And then after California, he brought me to Minnesota.
然后我在加州工作五年以后，又把我带到明州来。
Now, I had grown up on the East Coast and lived on the West Coast, and Minnesota to me was just farmland.
那个时候因为是在东岸长大，也在西岸工作生活， 所以在中对我来说中部的中北部的这个明州可能除了农场什么都没了。
And I've gone all around the world to tell people how wonderful Minnesota is.
那现在我可以说像到世界各地说明尼苏达是一个很好的地方。
And then he brought us to Xinjiang.
然后他又把我们带到新疆去。
So God has taught me repeatedly that his plans are better than my own.
我讲这个故事就是要告诉你们神一直在重复的在教导我他的计划是好过我们的计划。
So where is God leading you?
那我想问你们神在带领你们去哪里呢?
Has he ever asked you to do something that you did not want to do?
神有没有问你做一些你自己不愿意做的事呢?
Have you done those things yet? Are you planning to do those things?
那你做了吗?还是说你正在计划要做呢?
In our case, Xinjiang is a place where we should never have gone to.
在我们的这个经历当中可以说新疆是不是按照人的计划我们不会去的。
Yeah, from man's point of view. Because, you know, our ethnic group, we're Han Chinese.
因为我们是跟我们是汉族。
Yeah, so just the same as the majority of the Chinese people.
应该说跟在中国的大部分人一样我们是汉族。
But traditionally, the Muslim Uyghurs who live in Xinjiang hate Han people.
但是从历史上来说这个汉族跟新疆的维吾尔族的这个关系是一直是很不好。
Not only that, but we carried American passports.
那还有呢，就是我们还带着美国的护照。
And the Chinese government is more suspicious of Americans than any other country.
中国政府对美国也是美国人也是很抱着一个怀疑的心态。
Unfortunately, they probably have good reason for that.
我想，很不幸的是，他们有一定的理由。
And not only that, but we are Christian.
还有呢，就是因为我们带着基督的信仰。
And both Muslims and the Chinese government don't necessarily favor Christians.
那么在新疆的穆斯林也不喜欢基督教信仰，在中国的政府也不欢迎这个信仰。
But God's plans are often not like our own.
但是神的计划就不是我们的计划。
The friend who first took us to Xinjiang made this comment to us.
那个带我们到新疆的那个朋友曾经说过。
Sometimes the best people to show Christ's love are your enemies.
有的时候呢，就是最好的，传神给神的爱的人呢，最好的人选可能是他的原先是他的敌人。
As it says in Ephesians, for he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself. One new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility.
以弗所书二章十四到十八节到十六节这样说：因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条。我要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，就在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
And God, after we arrived in Xinjiang, God continued to show, His ways are higher than ours.
当我们到了新疆之后，神一直在不断的向我们显示他的计划是超过我们的计划。
In 2007, most of the foreign Christians got kicked out of Xinjiang.
在2007年的时候，新疆的大部分的宣教士都被赶出去了。
Now, first we thought it was a tragedy, but through that, God actually opened the opportunity to bring Uyghur Christians together with Han Christians.
开始我们是觉得一个很悲哀的事情，但是我们看到了，其实神借着这个机会。要让维族的信徒和汉族的信徒连接在一起。
Now, but Uyghurs and Han are both Chinese, but they have this history of being enemies.
维吾尔族和汉族都是从中国人，但是在历史上他们确实互为仇敌。
And unfortunately, right now, the situation is worse than it was.
不幸的是，目前的情况是比以前更糟了。
However, virtually every Uyghur Christian that we knew loved Han brothers and sisters in Christ.
但是我们可以告诉你们，我们所认识的一个认识耶稣的每一个维吾尔族信徒，他们都爱汉族人。
Indeed, the Uyghur Christians loved all the Han people that they knew when we were with them.
的确，我们看到的这些维吾尔族信徒不只是爱汉族的基督徒，他们爱他们身边所有的汉族人。
This is the kind of love power that God demonstrates even in the hardest places.
这就是神所显示的爱的大能。
Do you believe that God can be God in your situation even when it is hard?
你能相信神在你的困难当中他仍然为神吗？
Even when you make mistakes?
甚至在你犯了错误的时候。
Even when you are experiencing dishonor.
或者是你在经历羞辱的时候。
You know, when we were missionaries, we made mistakes, many mistakes.
所以我们在宣教工厂上我们也做过错的事。
So he taught us through those mistakes.
但是他在这个我们错误的过程当中教导我们。
And he used those mistakes to help us learn to endure and to grow.
他也用那些我们的错误来帮助我们怎么样的忍耐。
Yeah, he reminded us over and over again that we are not special.
Yeah, 他也告诉我们，一再告诉我们，我们没有什么特别的地方。
It's only by his spirit that we were willing to do some things that seemed hard.
那是神的这个恩典，他的灵在我们里面，让我们愿意去顺服。
And God proved himself over and over again that he was faithful in our lives.
那神也一再的向我们证实他是信实的。
He brought us peace through every hardship.
他在我们每一次经遇到困难的时候，他的平安就与我们同在。
Okay, let me end today with a short discussion of God's rest and His peace.
所以我今天想用这个神的所赐的平安安息来结束今天的信息。
So that first part that we took from Hebrews chapter 4 talks about entering God's Sabbath rest.
我们刚才读的这个希伯来书四章的前面说到我们要怎么进入神的安息。
It said that all believers are called to that rest.
那个经文告诉我们所有的信徒都要进入这个安息。
And if you understand that passage, you know that what God is saying, that God is asking everyone to enter this promised land of peace.
其实如果你看得清楚的话，你就明白神就是要叫我们每一个信他的人都进入他为我们预备的应许之地。
But oftentimes with man's eyes or the world's eyes, we cannot see that.
但是很多时候我们用人的眼光看就看不见。
If we look back on our time in the mission field, was it peaceful?
我们如果回顾我们在宣教合场的十几年的时间，那是不是真的平安呢？
For example, in 2007, it was not a peaceful time for us.
比如说2007年的时候，我们知道那段时间是很没有平安的时候。
Not only did our team leaders have to leave China after being there for 10 years, but our children lost their best friend.
我们的团队的带领同工被要求离开，我们的孩子们也失去他们的好朋友。
We had other challenges.
我们还有很多的挑战。
We had to manage our children's education.
我们要面对教育孩子的问题。
We had language problems.
我们有语言的问题。
We were investigated by the police.
我们也受到这个安全局的调查。
We had to deal with many families, marital problems and family problems.
我们要帮助很多家庭面临婚姻各种各样的问题。
We had a lot of spiritual warfare.
我们也经历很多属灵的征战。
So from that perspective, I would say no, it was not peaceful.
如果我们从那个角度看，我们会说没有，没有平安。
So how then are we to understand this exhortation from Paul?
但是那我们怎么来理解保罗的这一段经文呢？
In Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
哥罗西书三章十五节说，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
Now let me discuss what this means from scripture, and then let me give you a simple concrete example from our lives.
我想就借着这个经文也用着我们生活中的例子来解释一下。
So when the Israelites were first offered that opportunity to enter the promised land, they failed because they did not have enough faith that God would help them.
当以色列人被神带到应许之地边缘的时候，他们失败了，因为他们没有信心来进入那个应许之地。
Now 40 years later, they finally did get to go in, but then they failed again.
经过四十年之后，他们又回到了这个应许地这个边缘，他们又一次失败了。
They fell short of God's command to remove all the idols from the land.
他们进去了，可是并没有按照神的命令把这个迦南地的那些外邦人还有偶像都除尽。
Because they didn't do that, they experienced conflict and war all the time, the rest of the time in Canaan.
因为他们没有顺服神的教导，所以他们虽然进了这个迦南地，但是接下来的日子是充满了征战冲突。
So God does want us to remove idols from our lives.
神也要我们信主之后把我们心中的一些偶像除掉。
And he uses the Israelites as an object lesson for us.
他是用以色列的这个历史来教训我们。
So this is this verse, part of what we read this morning.
这个经文就是早晨我们读的那一段。
I won't read it again, but if you look at the chapter just before this in Hebrews 3, you understand that this word rest is explicitly referring to the metaphor of the promised land.
我就在这里就不重复读了，但是如果你回头去看一下这个前面第三章希伯来书第三章的时候，你会很清楚看到这里所讲的应许其实就是他所指的那个这个安息就是他所应许的那个应许之地。
So it's saying that for Christians, all of us, every one of us is called to a future rest.
所以我们在座的每一个信耶稣的人，神都呼召我们要进入一个安息。
Now this word rest is katapos in Greek. Katapos.
我不知道那个意思。
Yeah, I'll explain.
Okay, 是在这个希腊语里面，这个词叫 katapos.
Okay, the meaning of katapos gives you this picture of a person laying down after a time of labor and striving.
这个词呢，在希腊语叫做 katapos. 这个意思呢是，当你经过一段的劳苦、辛苦之后。可以躺下来休息的这样的一幅图像。
Another image in Hebrews is God rested after creating the world in 7 days.
就有点像这个
six days.
在这个创世纪记载，我们的神花了六天时间创造世界，然后呢，第七天他坐下来休息了。
So one implication from that word is the idea that we need to have faith to enter rest after a period of.Active lives in the faith.
所以这个就是预表我们每一个基督徒都要有信心，努力的去活出我们的信心生活，然后进入这个安息。
You have to remember that the book of Hebrews was written to people who were experiencing active persecution.
你们要知道，当时这个希伯来书的这个读者们，他们正在经历很多逼迫。
So many of them had lost everything they owned because they were believers.
当时因为他们的信仰，很多人都失去了他们的一切。
They knew labor and suffering for their faith.
他们非常明白什么叫做劳苦。
So where did the Hebrews find peace in the midst of their suffering?
那当时的希伯来人他们在哪里找到安息呢？
So at the beginning of last year, our family went through a fairly severe trial in China.
所以在去年春天我们一家人经过了一个不小的试炼。
I won't go into the details, but I remember one day when I was crying out to God in the living room, I saw something out of the corner of my eye.
我在这里就不细说，但是我记得有一天，那个时候我坐在客厅里面向神呼求祷告。
I don't exactly remember what it was I saw. It had something to do with a bird.
我当时我在我的眼角就看到了有一个东西，但是我不能具体是什么，有点像是一只鸟。
But somehow I knew God was telling me that everything we were going through was ordained by Him, and He was with us.
不管如何，神借着那一个景象，就是在安慰我，在给我一个确据，他与我们同在，他允许我们经历这一段。
So my fear was replaced by this deep peace, a sense of calm.And hope.
就在那一时刻，我的惧怕就不见了，取而代之的是平安。
So that I think is the answer to the question. That is a taste of what it's like of the rest of God that God wants to invite us to.
这个就是我觉得我尝到了主对我的应许，我们那种给我们在苦难中有平安的应许。
The It's a peace that comes from sensing the nearness of God. Now you understand, this is not a peace that non-believers or people who are living far from God can understand. Because those people, even if Jesus is sitting next to them, they wouldn't necessarily feel any peace from that. It's best before the tragedy or trial happens that we learn to reach for God and to know Him. And of course, often this happens only once we meet that tragedy the first time. However, later, when we all have those tragedies, once we've been through that experience, then our hearts can have peace because of knowing that God will be with us. So at the edge of Canaan, the Israelites did not understand what God had intended them, and they lacked faith, so they had fear about going forward. They had fear rather than peace, despite everything that God had showed them. Now, hundreds of years later, something similar happened in another Bible story. You remember that when Jesus was crucified, how does his disciples respond? They ran away and hid themselves. And then we have this story in Luke chapter 24. You had two of Jesus' disciples walking on the road to this town called Emmaus, and they talked to this man that they didn't recognize. And they explained to this man how they had expected Jesus to be this super king who would raise a huge kingdom and kick out the Romans. But Jesus had been killed, and so their dreams had died as well. But in response, Jesus, who was this man that they didn't recognize, chastised them and then walked them through the scriptures to tell them how and why these things that happened were the way they were supposed to happen. Yeah, and so my wife and I were discussing this passage in the car this morning. Yeah, and my wife realized, hey, you know, this sense that these men didn't recognize Jesus, even though they had spent all this time with Jesus, is important. Just like the Israelites before Canaan, they believed in God, but they didn't recognize who God was. So that's a question we need to ask ourselves every day. If we believe in God, do we recognize who God is? And then from Emmaus in the Bible, the scene shifts to this room where all the disciples had locked themselves in. And then all of a sudden, Jesus like magically appears right in the midst of them. And then Jesus did something very interesting. He says, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.
那个时候耶稣做了一个非常有趣的事。他说，这个在约翰福音二十章二十一节，耶稣对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
I want you to understand the situation.
我想再提醒大家来看这个情形。
So you can see very clearly in the way that Jesus taught his disciples, he was training them to spread the gospel throughout the world.
我们看整个新约的这个福音书，可以看到耶稣一直在培训他的这些门徒，目的是要差他们出去传福音。
But after they've been trained, all of a sudden something happened that made them think, oh, this wasn't what we expected.
所以当耶稣被钉十字架之后，这些门徒突然觉得，好像这个并不是原先的计划。
So just like the Jews before Canaan, they hesitated because this wasn't what they expected.
就这些门徒就像当年的以色列人在迦南地边缘一样，他们有点犹豫，因为这个跟他们想象的不一样。
But then Jesus appears to reassure them.
但是耶稣在这个时候再次向他们显现，来给他们确据。
So actually, the disciples, you can think, they thought that Jesus was going to go ahead of them, and they were just going to follow and watch him do everything.
可能当时的门徒们想象是耶稣要在地上掌权，就带领他们，他们只要舒舒服服的跟着就行了。
But instead, Jesus shows up in the middle of them and says, "No, actually, I'm sending you."
但是没想到耶稣突然在他们当中说，不是的，你们要出去，我要差遣你们出去。
And as a kind of confirmation, he blesses them with peace.
作为一个确据，他给他们有一个祝福，就是平安的祝福。
Now you have to understand why this is so remarkable, because all along, if you read the Gospels, Jesus said to them repeatedly, the road ahead of you is going to be filled with suffering.
其实这个祝福是非常需要我们来注意的，因为在一路上耶稣在造就门徒的过程一直在提醒他们，你们前面的路会有苦难。
And that's one of the proofs of the gospel and who Jesus was, because the disciples did go out and at the cost of their lives they went out to tell people about Jesus.
那这个也是可以说是福音的一个大能，因为我们看到了这些门徒们的确出去了，面临苦难，但是他们还是把福音传出去了。
And Jesus actually spent this time in the scriptures to go through it again with them, to tell them this is the way it's supposed to happen.
所以耶稣还是当时还借这个机会再一次提醒他们圣经的话，神的话，这个是按照神的计划在进行当中。
Yeah, you actually see that with the Israelites too, right? Before they get to Canaan, they had to spend some time at Mount Sinai and they received the commandments.
这个我们也在以色列人在西乃山上，我们也看到神再次给他们律法。
So when Jesus appears to the disciples, at first they're shocked and afraid, but then the fact that they are with him, or he's with them, then they feel peace.
所以这个第二次耶稣再来给他们这个确据的时候，他们看到了耶稣与他们同在，他们就有了平安。
I want you to recognize that this is a pattern that God's telling us in the Bible.
我就是认为这个是神一直在圣经里面告诉我们的他的工作的模式。
We remember what God told the Israelites before they entered the Promised Land.
记得在以色列人进入迦南地之前，神给他们命令是什么？
Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
耶稣亚书一章九节，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
So let me repeat this pattern just to be very clear about it.
所以请允许我再一次重复，所以我们可以看清楚一点。
So just as God did for the Israelites in taking them out of Egypt, and just as Jesus did for his disciples,
正如当年神把以色列人带出埃及，进入迦南，也正如耶稣当年差派他的门徒出去。
First, he heard our prayers, heard their prayers, called them and saved them out of slavery.
首先，他是先拯救他们，听了他们的呼求，拯救他们从这个奴役当中救出来。
He brought them from death into new life.
他也把门徒们从死带入生。
He He prepared them with His word. Just like God gave the commandments and the law at Mount Sinai. Finally, after God prepares them, He walks them up to the next place and He says, go in.
然后呢,当神给他们律法之后, 他带他们到一个地方,指着迦南地说, 进去吧。
So for all of us, God is calling us to a land of blessing and plenty.
所以神今天也是呼召我们在座的每一位, 他应许我们, 要给我们带我们进入祝福之地。
I can tell you, for our whole family, including our sons, despite all the difficulties we went through on the mission field, we feel that it was a huge blessing, much more that He gave us than we lost it anyway.
我们可以用我们亲身的经历可以证明，我们虽然一家人经过了不少的困难，但是神给我们的祝福远超过我们的所经历的困难。
But we all have to recognize that when God invites us to enter that promised land, that it takes a certain kind of faith that He will be with us to enter.
但是在这里我们就是再次提醒大家，我们当神带领我们要进入应许地的时候，他应许我们，但是我们需要有信心去接受，去相信。
So sometimes some of us might question, is it necessary to enter? Do we have to enter?
那也许你们会问说, 难道我们必须要进入吗?
In Hebrews 4:11-13, let us therefore strive to enter that rest so that no one may fail by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from His sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account.
在希伯来书4:11-13节这样说，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。 比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被照的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是刺入敞开的。So
again, I just want to say that we've tasted of a kind of a promised land in our family.
Yeah, 我们就是在这里再一次分享，我们经历过神， 真的尝到主的。
And this is not the final promised land for us.
但是这个不是说我们已经到了最终目的地了。
The fact that we tasted it doesn't mean that we're more talented or more good than anybody else.
我们尝到主恩之味，并不意味着说我们有什么特别。
It's because God gave us a certain amount of reassurance and faith.
那是因为都是神的恩典，让我们在有这个给我们看到他的信实，让我们有信心。
So we have not been saved by anything that we did, but the choices that we made reflect God's saving work in us.
我们不是靠我们自己得救的，我们之所以能够得救，全是神的恩典。
Imagine if Christians everywhere, after they came to saving faith, chose to obey God's call.
我们可以想象一下，如果全世界各地的基督徒都选择来顺服神的话的话，
If all the Christians did the things that God called them to do, what could we accomplish on this earth?
想象一下，如果每一个基督徒都顺服去做神呼召他们去做的话， 今天世界会是什么样的？
Would we not more visibly see Christ's kingdom on earth?
我们不会更看清楚
There are people around the world and in our neighborhoods who cannot receive God's peace because they don't recognize who Jesus is. Not only this, but there is severe oppression going on in the land of our birth, the Han Chinese people.
不但如此，我们知道在中国现在也有很多逼迫的现象。
Millions of people are facing that kind of persecution, not just Christians.
有非常多的人在面临着逼迫。
Now I have to be clear, I'm not saying that we have anything against the Chinese government. But we have to recognize what we as a people carry on our shoulders. How do you think God wants us to respond in a world like this? What is the Holy Spirit saying to the church, His church, and to you about entering His rest? So as you think about this, let me give you with, leave you with a blessing.
那, 在你在思考这个问题之后,我给你们这个,用这个经文给你们祝福。
So Jesus said, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Not let your hearts not be troubled. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
约翰福音十四章二十六、二十七节，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Let me pray. Our God in heaven and in the midst of us. Thank you, Lord, that you are right here with us in this place. You see us as we are. You understand the challenges of our hearts and the hurts. You not only call us, but you want to heal us and strengthen us for the time ahead. And you long for us to understand that when we call on you, that you are ready and willing to give us that peace that surpasses all understanding.
等候着我们能够向你呼求，你就必赐平安给我们。
This is a peace that's not like what the world gives.
这个平安并不像世界所给的。
It's not based upon security of education or finances or friends.
这个平安并不是像世人所想象的，是来自金钱，或者是 孩子的教育，或者甚至是关系，人际关系。
It's not based on our accomplishments or our titles or what we do in the church. It is based upon your love and your plan for us. So we thank you and we long to be with you. Thank you for being with us. In the name of Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.